Well, let me ask you a question. How many of you have had someone come and stay at your house as a visitor, perhaps overnight? How many have had anyone come and stay at the house this year so far? Anybody? Ooh, quite a few of you. How many others are expecting that someone might do over the rest of the year? Anybody else? Okay, quite a few. How many of you start the preparation for someone coming to stay over a week before? Over a week before. Quite a lot of preparation, yes? Okay, how many of you start it about 2 or 3 days before? 2 or 3 days, yeah, it's a few 2 or 3 dayers. How many of you start it on the day? On the day, yeah. And anyone once they arrive, just we'll sort it out when they get here. Yeah, we got one or two. Okay, interesting. How many would start a bit sooner if you knew it was Jesus coming to stay with you? Put your hand up if you'd start a little bit sooner than you normally would if you knew it was Jesus coming to stay with you. A few people. John still hasn't got his hand up. He'd still be there if he gets here. I'll sort it out when he's here. Yeah. Good. Well, the story today is a very familiar one about Jesus coming to someone's house. It wasn't Zacchaeus' house, but it was Mary and Martha's house. I'm going to ask Debbie Bray to come and read for us from Luke chapter 10. Thank you.
At the home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Thank you. Now, Martha and Mary probably didn't know that Jesus was coming to stay with them until the day itself. Jesus had a bit of a habit of just dropping in on people, like he did with Zacchaeus. And I don't think he was too bothered about how the house looked. They would probably be much more bothered than he would. But he just wanted to spend time with them. That was why he was going around. But I can easily empathise, as I'm sure you can, with Martha, because she just wanted to get it right for Jesus. Anyone feel a bit sorry for Martha at all? Yeah. I think, yeah, we can empathise a bit. She's making the beds up, she's serving the drinks, she's preparing the food. It's all important stuff. You want to get it right. I mean, Eastern, in the Middle East, hospitality is a very important thing. And in other parts of the world, even more so than in the UK, it's, you know, you've got to get that right, that stuff. It's really important. And Martha would want to make sure things were right for him. They needed to eat and drink. They needed somewhere to sleep. Surely Mary should have been helping too with this, you would have thought. Then that would be fairer, because then they could both sit down, couldn't they, and share time with Jesus together. Anyone agree with that? Yes. I think so. So what did Jesus mean by "don't worry about all that"? One thing, only one thing is needed. I don't think Jesus was saying we don't need to eat or drink or sleep or saying don't need to work. Just that the most important thing we can do is sit at his feet and spend time with him. Time listening to his teaching. Do you know, according to the rabbis, the Jewish teachers, learning Torah was the most important thing you could do with your time. What do you think is the most important thing you can do with your time? Have a think. What's the most valuable use of time that you could possibly spend? Any answers? Yep.
Spending time with people.
Spending time with people.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other answers? The most valuable time you can possibly spend.
Praying.
So spending time with God. Anything else? Sorry? Listening. Listening to... You interpreted that as sleeping. Listening to who? Listening to people or listening to God? Both. Okay? You're just covering your bases, aren't you, there? Okay. The rabbis believed that learning scripture, learning God's word, was the most important use of time. Time worshipping at his feet. It's interesting, later Mary anoints Jesus' feet with perfume and her hair. We read about that in John 12. Time enjoying Jesus' presence, getting to know him better. Anyone remember the song, To Be In Your Presence? To be in your presence. About time, spending time with Jesus. So does this mean that ministry and service is unimportant or not important? No, but it should always flow out of and remain in the context of time spent at the feet of Jesus. You agree? We minister out of what we receive from him. We can be so busy sometimes doing the work of God, we don't leave enough time to listen to his leading. We need to take time to receive from him as well as giving out, to feed on him, the bread of life. Needing to get a right balance in life, not just ministering for him, but being ministered to by him. Now, this passage in Luke 10 follows on from the parable of the Good Samaritan. That's the immediate story before it. And in that story, there's a priest and a Levite, and they're so busy trying to do what's right that they get it wrong. The priest and the Levite. In this story, Martha's so busy trying to get everything right for Jesus that she gets it wrong. And sometimes I think we can try so hard and be so busy trying to get it right and do everything we can for Jesus, all in a worthy cause, that we sometimes get that balance wrong and don't spend that time with him that then that ministry can flow out of. It was time to sit at Jesus' feet and listen, not work. That was something that she got wrong. And in the process of doing that, she was then being critical of others, which was also wrong, because she was judging them. We feel sorry for Martha, and her work rate is commendable, and she clearly loves Jesus, doesn't she? But like her, we need to make sure we're not so busy that we get it wrong. Now, I know that many of you work your socks off for Jesus. I know there's many people. There's some of them out there now in the different groups that are doing it. And there's some of you in here that do loads and have done loads for Jesus. But I want you to take some time today. I want us to take some time today to receive from him. Many of you give generously and sacrificially for Jesus. Your time, your money, your resources. But I want this morning to be about time to take and receive. I'm going to show you a video clip. This is from a film that stuck in my mind quite a while ago. It's one of the weirdest films I've ever seen. Strange, strange film. It's called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Anyone heard of it? Yeah, one or two have heard of it. Very strange film. Meant to be a children's film. Not sure really that it is a very suitable children's film, but anyway. But the point that stuck in my mind was, they were there doing a bit of a presentation on this platform, and they were all dressed up and so on, and they had a collection box at the front, and people were coming to put money in it, and they stopped people putting money in it and said, no, no, we're not here to take your money, we want to give it. how many of you, when we passed the bowls around before, took some money out? Hands down. How many of you didn't take anything out? Quite a few of you didn't take anything, okay? How many of you took a between 1p and 5p out? Okay. After I said, please take generously. How many of you took between 10p and 50p out? Good. How many of you took over a pound out? One, two, three. Yes, a few of you. Thank you for taking more generously. But do you know what's interesting? Sorry?
I listened to the instructions.
You listened to the instructions. Thank you, Jörg. And and one or two took a big handful of coins out as well, out the basket. I'm looking in the basket here, and there's still quite a few pound coins in these baskets, you know. And there's still a few pound coins. The £2 coins have gone, so some have got those. But the £1 coins, there are still a few £1 coins here and 50p and things like that in the baskets. When I said, please take generously. And the point of it is, do you think it's harder than giving? Did you think it was harder to take money than it was to put it in the basket? Some people find it very easy to take, but a lot harder to give. They'll come along to church on a Sunday, perhaps, and they'll want to receive, and it's about what they get, but they're not interested in giving anything back into the family, that is church, or giving anything to help in the service of Christ. It's just about what they receive. But some find it very easy to give out, but a lot harder to take. No time to receive. Busy doing all the time. And what I want to say is this morning, both of these are wrong extremes. Jesus wants us to give and minister, but out of what he's given to us. You agree with that? And so when we say, please take generously, I think that's what Jesus says to us. Now, I don't know, what's your favourite restaurant or place to eat? Tell me a few favourite restaurants or places to eat. Banana Tree. Toby Carvery. Thai restaurant. Thank you, Malcolm. Toby Carvery's interesting. You get the all-you-can-eat thing there, don't you? All-you-can-eat. You get to pile your plate with a roast, don't you? Have you ever... Do you try that? Do you try and get your plate as high as you can with the Carvery? No. I do. It's quite difficult. It's quite difficult sometimes trying to get the plate back without all the gravy flopping off the plate. But my favourite has got to be the Chinese... All you can eat Chinese. So good. I'm so glad. In fact, actually, one of the reasons I came to the church is because Bob do all you can eat Chinese trips. So it was an attraction. But I love to. And my problem is that I do, when I go to these all you can eat Chinese, I do pile my plate quite high, even though you can go back for more and order more all the time. I kind of pile my plate. It's as if it's going to go away somehow, you know? It's so good, there's so much, and I end up pounding it too high. If something good is offered to me at no extra cost, I kind of want as much as I can take. Does that make me bad? Confession time. But I think that we need to learn to take generously from the vast all-you-can-eat buffet that God offers us. He lays it all out there for us. He makes it available to us. And he says, please take generously. I want you to take generously. And he offers us so much. And I want you to take generously this morning from what God's offering. So what kind of things are on the menu? Well, let's look at this. Do you know what the shortest chapter in the Bible is? Anyone know the shortest chapter in the Bible? It is one of the Psalms, well done. It is Psalm 117. There is Psalm 117. And do you know what the longest chapter in the Bible is? Psalm 119. There is Psalm 119. And do you know which chapter is right in the center of the Bible? Isn't that interesting? And there's a fact, there are 595 chapters before Psalm 118, and there's 594 chapters after Psalm 118. Guess what that adds up to? 1,188. And guess what the centre verse in the Bible is? Right in the very centre of the Bible. Psalm 118, verse 8. Now are you intrigued to know what that verse says? Does this verse have anything interesting or significant to say about God's will for us? It says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's great. The middle verse, the central point of the Bible, tells us to trust in God rather than man. But no, it tells us to take something from God. Take refuge when we need help. And that's not the only thing God tells us to take from him to help us in life. Here's a few more things that God tells us to take. Can we put the PowerPoint up? God says, please take generously. And this is what he says. He says, take courage in Matthew chapter 14. Don't be afraid of anything. Take courage. I will give you courage. Take heart and find peace in me. If you're going through a troubled time, he's overcome the world. He can overcome things. Take hold of eternal life. Become and know that you're forever a child of God. Take my yoke upon you, he says in Matthew. If you're weary or burdened, he promises he'll give you rest. Take and eat. This is my body. Be refreshed and renewed and restored as you come around the table and remember him. Take up the shield of faith to extinguish all the arrows the enemy throws at you. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take it and take his love, his joy, his peace, his strength, his comfort, his hope, his passion, whatever you need from him. He also says receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the power of the Spirit. Receive forgiveness of sin. I'm using the words from the Bible. Receive, receive, receive. In fact, anything you ask of him because you need it today, it says in 1 John. He's the God who gives strength to the weary, it says in Isaiah. He gives grace to the humble, it says in James. And if we seek his kingdom, we needn't worry because he'll give us all that we need, says in Matthew. Notice how many times Jesus says, take, receive. I want to give this to you. He wants to give us so much, us to receive so much. And so today, we're going to take some time to take from God. At the cross, at the communion table, from the Bible, in quiet prayer. If you want to pray with someone else. If you want to find some space and kneel down before God and receive. If you want to stand and raise your hands and receive. In whatever way you want to receive from him. It doesn't matter how. But he says, please take generously. Would you like to receive generously from God this morning? Then we come to him with that attitude. And I encourage you to use the space this morning, the rest of this morning, as we sing, as we pray, as we come around the table, just to receive from him. And I pray each one of us will reach out and take and receive something special from him today and ongoing this week.